just throwing the dickens at it. Yeah, it's a bummer that he's never got to play here. I saw that last night.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Jack Brown's Law for our next game featuring the Fort Myers Riding Muscles and your Big Tom Tortugas. A quick reminder that that's the ball stand that we leave the field right now to say for safety reasons. We'll stay there for a while. Also, for your safety, fans are not allowed on our field.
We know you're not
sorry.
Anyone
who enters our field without permission to be ejected from the stadium and is subject to prosecution. Thank you for
you're
going to
be a decent crowd.
Jackie Rock, we're in our main seat here.
Don't tell me you don't believe it.
So, you've seen the cigarette saving, and other tobacco products are not permitted in any seating area, party area, or restaurant. We ask that you please step outside of the ballpark if you feel the need. Be sure to take a look at the back of your ticket for special information from our 2022 season partners, Marco's Pizza, and Daytona Lagoon. Be your neighbor paying for $8 off admission to Daytona Lagoon for a free order of cheesy bread from Marco's Pizza, the authentic pizza. The Palmer College and Power Package, the first largest power package college you can count on excellence in teaching and real world preparation. You'll experience an academic program that will consider your hands-on clinical skills designed to prepare you for success in your professional practice. Visit palmer.edu to learn more.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. As De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second base. The year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark on another humid June evening as we welcome you into Game 2 of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting West Division leading Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 p.m. first pitch here on the radio network. Daytona coming off a 5-2 winner against the Muscles last night. Daytona flexing their muscles. Ruben Ibarra, a two-run fourth-inning home run. Jack Rogers added a three-run blast in the fifth as Daytona snapped a season-high tying five-game losing streak with that 5-2 victory. Rogers and Ibarra have been red hot over the course of the last couple of weeks. Rogers hitting .348 in his last seven games. Ibarra hitting .333 dating back to the beginning of May. Daytona will look to continue their winning ways here tonight. Jose Franco will get the ball, 1-2, a .493 ERA. Fort Myers will hand the ball to the southpaw. Jalen Nowlin was scheduled to start the game tomorrow, got bumped up when Marco Raya was scratched earlier this morning. No word on the reasoning behind that, but obviously we wish the best for him, as we don't know what the reason was for his halt to being the starter for tonight's contest. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. When we come back, a little bit earlier this afternoon, we had a chance to sit down with one of the new, that is Austin Callahan. He'll be our guest when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups in first pitch. Daytona and Fort Myers, Reds and Twins, and Florida State League Baseball coming your way on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Daytona infield, that is Austin Callahan. Austin, welcome here to Daytona Beach. You've been in town for the last week or so. What's the experience been like for you so far?
It's been good. Ever since getting off the flight, I've loved Florida so far, and getting back with all the guys again has been a really good time.
One of the things we were joking about before the game, or before the interview, I should say, was the difference in the heat between Arizona and Florida, and you're still waffling back and forth between which is more troublesome to deal with between the two locations. What's it been like for you adjusting to the humidity and heat down here?
Yeah, I've never been to Florida before in my life, so experience. I do sweat about 10 times more than I did in Phoenix without realizing it, but going through about two different batting gloves a day is definitely a change for me.
How do you try and, you know, counteract that? Obviously, you know, you need those batting gloves to get a good grip on the bat, make sure you put a good swing on the ball. Do you have extra pairs, and how do you sort of handle those soaking batting gloves after BP?
I do. I try to. I have about three or four pairs that I just go through daily, and I just hang it up in my locker, and hopefully they get dry by the next day.
Are they dry today from last night?
They're a little moist, but it'll be all right.
Nothing a little quick air dryer, maybe throw it in the dryer in the clubhouse to get them ready to go for the game tonight. You've been here in Daytona Beach, as we said, for about a week or so now, picked up your first base hit, a double against the Mets on Sunday. How did it feel off the bat, and what did it mean to you to see the reaction from your teammates, all of them waving for the baseball to make sure you had it for your collection?
Yeah, it was a really good time. I got a good pitch to hit. I was looking for a slider, and he hung it for me, and I drove it to right center. And just to see everyone cheering for me in the dugout was really fun.
What does that mean to you to see, you know, obviously you've got a chance to work with these guys since you've been drafted last year, but
you know, coming in after a couple of months in extended spring training, to see that reaction from your teammates, even in a game where you guys weren't on the winning side, has to be an amazing feeling for you.
Yeah, I'm really thankful for my coaches back in Phoenix for getting to me where I am at this point, working day in and day out with me. Developing my infield and my hitting has been definitely improved so far.
Extended spring training can be laborious, you know, working with the same group of guys, same group of coaches, not really getting a chance to experience, you know, the real minor league life. How did they help you, though, during that time you spent out there to help improve yourself on defense and offense to prepare yourself to be ready for this opportunity here in Daytona?
Definitely a lot of little things go into the, especially the defensive side. I do a lot of jump rope and a lot of ladder work, but the main focus I have was developing a routine that I can take with me over here.
What kind of things did you work on to try and develop that routine?
I do a lot of one-hand stuff, hitting in the cage, and then JB, our hitting coach, he did a good job of kind of helping me get comfortable with what I was doing and being able to.
One of the other great things about this season is you're coming into town a couple months into the season now, but you're not having to worry about where you're going to be living and living arrangements and things like that from minor league seasons past. It's obviously a new part of the minor league system this year. How has that maybe helped you on the mental side to know that you're not going to be scrounging, looking for some place to live while also trying to, you know, play to the best of your abilities on the diamond?
Yeah, really thankful for the MLB to be able to do that for us. Every single day and night when I walk up the stairs to my apartment, I always think about how we don't have to pay for that stuff anymore. So it's really relieving, and it just takes that off my shoulders that I don't have to worry about anything except for, like, food and beverages.
Now, you're about a year removed now from when you were drafted last year at Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, 18th round pick of the Reds. What was that moment like when you finally saw your name flash across that board and maybe get that phone call from somebody in Cincinnati?
Yeah, it was really exciting. I remember that day like it was yesterday. But then once I saw my name on the draft board, I knew I was just thinking about all of the years that I spent, like, working for that moment in the morning, in the day, in the night, everything that just went into it.
What did you do to celebrate and sort of memorialize that moment with your friends and family? Did you do anything?
I was with my family. I was just kind of just like just being myself, having a good time. But a couple hours after that, I let it soak in a little bit, and I just got back to work.
What was it like for you going out to Arizona for the first time, signing that contract, and playing in your first couple games as a pro? Was it kind of overwhelming at all at the beginning? And what was the experience like for you also in spring this year, getting a chance to be a part of a real spring training for the first time?
It was definitely a little overwhelming getting there at first, but I realized after like the first few days that I just got to get back to what I do. And then coming into spring training, the same thing. I just got to think about all the work that I put in the off season and just trust what I've been doing.
What was it like for you having your first offseason as a pro ball player? Obviously a little bit different, probably a little bit different than what it was like in your college and high school days. What kind of things did you do to get yourself ready for when the season came around again?
Yeah, very thankful for my hitting coach back home for getting my hitting right for the season. And then the infield coordinators in Arizona giving us some drills to do in the offseason. It definitely helped me get better.
Well, you're one of a few players, I think, probably in this organization that called Nebraska home. I know you're certainly the only Nebraska native on this Tortugas roster. What are some of your favorite parts about growing up in Nebraska, middle of the country? Obviously, you played your college ball in Kansas. I haven't had a chance to go out to Nebraska yet. My dad has, but what can your Tortugas teammates and what do I have to look forward to when we head out to your home state of Nebraska?
Definitely a lot of cornfields, but definitely some really good food, really good restaurants you can go try out.
Any particular favorites for yourself back home?
I have a lot of favorites, but definitely a home cooked meal sounds pretty good right now.
What's your favorite home cooked meal by your folks back home in Nebraska?
I'm going to go a nice New York strip steak with some potatoes.
I was going to say, nothing says the Midwest like a good steak, especially when it's homemade. Austin Callahan,
right.
Thank you so much for the time. We certainly appreciate you joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be following and talking to you, buddy.
Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show. We'll have starting lineups and first pitch on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want
lots of Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Baseball time here in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock back with you here high atop Jackie Robinson Ballpark. And as Jose Franco goes through his warm-ups on the mound, let's get you tonight's starting lineups first for the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, put together by their skipper, Brian Meyer. Jake Rucker gets the start at third base tonight. He'll lead off. Batting second at shortstop is Noah Miller. Emmanuel Rodriguez is in center field. Batting third, Mikey Perez is the second baseman in the cleanup spot. Noah Cardenas, a late add to the lineup, he'll bat fifth at first base. Kalei Rosario will bat sixth as the right fielder, homered last night. Rubel Cespedes hits seventh in left field. Dylan Tatum is behind the plate in the eighth spot, and Nelson Roberto will bat ninth as the DH. Get you Daytona's lineup before the bottom of the first inning. But we are about a minute or two ahead of schedule here on this Wednesday night as we are just about ready for first pitch. 86 degrees right now here in Daytona. According to AccuWeather, real feel at 90. Mix of sun and clouds here in Daytona. Sun peeking in from the third base. This Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday. Franco ready, Rucker ready. First pitch of the ball game. Strike at the knees, and we are underway a minute ahead of schedule at 7:04 Eastern Time. Rucker hitting at 222 in 47 games. The 0-1 is low. It is 1-1. Rucker, 13 extra base hits, a homer, and 14 RBIs. Rucker last night in the opener 0-4. The 1-1. This one ripped into center field. Back goes Allen. Slowing down, reaches over his head and makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the ball game. Rucker stung it well, a rising line drive, but Allen getting a great read on it and runs it down for the first out of the contest. One away for the shortstop, Noah Miller. Miller reached base twice last night, 1-for-3 with a walk. Average up to 257. 11 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 12 RBIs. Franco making the start for Daytona tonight. Standing at 6'2", 239 pounds, 21 years old, from Aragua, Venezuela. And his first pitch to Miller, a fastball at 97. It is 0-1. I want to say that's the high water mark for him so far this season. Righty deals outside. It is 1-1, 97 again from Franco. Jose, 11th appearance and 6th start. 1-2 record of 4.93 ERA, the 1-1. On the outside corner, it's 1-2. 42 hits allowed in 38 and a third innings. 17 walks, tied for the team lead with 49 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Covered up by Veohin, who is right, it's 2-2. Franco pitched in relief against the Mets last Wednesday. 2 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings, struck out 4. The 2-2.
Up and away, full count. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate, calling balls and strikes is Trey Ward. Chats. The righty's payoff pitch, and this one saucered into left. Racing in is O'Gwynn, and he'll make the catch chest high for the second out. Couple of fly balls to start the night for Franco. Two away for the center fielder, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Rodriguez at 274 in 46 games. 17 extra base hits, 9 homers, 25 RBI. 0 for 3 last night with a walk. Has more walks than strikeouts this season. As he takes high for ball one. Rodriguez, 55 walks, 51 strikeouts. Over 196 plate appearances. As there's a strike outside, corner 1-1. Defensive alignment behind Franco tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwynn. Jay Allen the second, and Ashton Creel the 1-1. And Rodriguez takes high with a fastball 2-1. Third to first around the infield, Ilvin Fernandez, Stephen Layton back in the lineup today. Tyler Callahan and Ruben Ibarra with Daniel Veoheen doing the catching behind the plate. As that 95-mile-an-hour fastball poured past Rodriguez, it's 2-2. Bases empty, two out, top of the first. The break even from Franco inside. It's a full count. Mikey Perez, the second baseman, on deck. Franco sets with a cross step towards third. A step back, now the payoff pitch. On the outside corner, and Rodriguez down looking. Franco paints the outside black, and Jose retires the side in order on 15 pitches in the first. 1-2-3 goes Fort Myers at the end of the half. The Muscles nothing, and Daytona coming up on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on Sports Bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jalen Nolan warming up on the mound for Fort Myers. And while he does that, let's take a look at Daytona's starting lineup put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Leading off and playing center field tonight, Jay Allen the second. Stephen Layton bats second at short. Jamal O'Gwynn, the left fielder, in the three spot. Ruben Ibarra cleans up at first. Tyler Callahan is at second base. Jack Rogers, the DH, in the six hole. Daniel Veoheen hits seventh behind the dish. Ashton Creel, right fielder, hits eighth. And Ilvin Fernandez bats ninth over at third. Allen ready. Nolan is ready. And Allen's first pitch of the ball game is high for ball one. Allen had a base hit last night, hitting 224, 45 games, 10 extra base hits, 2 homers, 15 RBIs. The 1-0, and Allen takes up and away. And the count 2-0. Nolan, 6'1", 180 pounds, 21-year-old left-hander out of Atlanta, Georgia. The 2-0 from Nolan, 3. Nolan, drafted in the 19th round last year by the Twins out of Chipola Junior College in Mariana, Florida. Same alma mater as last year's Tortuga alum, Ivan Johnson. As Allen takes a strike, chest high, it's 3-1. Nolan, his 11th appearance, third start of the season for the Muscles. 3-1, a 4.64 ERA. 17 hits and 21 in the third innings, the 3-1. And Allen laid on the fastball at 93. It's a full count. 16 walks, 35 strikeouts for Allen so far this season. Opponents hitting 221 against him. The payoff pitch from Allen. And Allen strikes out. 94-mile-an-hour fastball up. And Allen comes back from behind in the count 3-0 to strike out the center fielder to start his night. One away for the shortstop, Stephen Layton. His first game of the month was placed on the IL at the end of last homestand against the Cardinals with a right oblique strain. Was activated on Sunday but has not played until today as Layton takes a strike at 0-1. Stephen hitting at 217 in 14 games, 10 for 46. Four extra base hits, two homers, five RBIs. As Layton swings over the top of a breaking ball, it's 0-2. Layton, his first appearance since the opening game of that series against the Cardinals, pinch hit late and had a triple and a run scored in that walk-off win. Clearly aggravated something on that trip around the bases and had not played since. As Layton taps that one foul, it remains 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Nowlin tonight. Left to right in the outfield, it is Rubel Cespedes, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kalei Rosario. Third to first around the infield, Jake Rucker, Noah Miller, Mikey Perez, and Noah Cardenas, the 0-2. And Layton chases one down and in the dirt. Picked up by the catcher, Tatum. And he'll throw down to Cardenas to complete the strikeout for the southpaw, Nowlin. Two down for Jamal O'Gwin. Multi-hit game last night, average up to 248. Eight doubles, no homers, 16 RBIs. O'Gwin 2-for-4 with a double in yesterday's victory. Lefty against a righty with an open stance, and Allen's first pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, it's 0-1. Allen pitching for the first time since Saturday against Tampa. Pitched in relief that game, two innings, one unearned run. Did not allow a hit, walk three, struck out five of the six outs he recorded as that inside ball one. First start for Nowlin since May the 28th. That was in Bradenton, struck out a career-high nine. 1-1, and O'Gwin strike up in the zone at 94. It's 1-2. Allen started the season in the bullpen, did not make his first start until May the 22nd, has started two of his last three appearances. 1-2 pitch from the lefty, and the breaking ball misses down by the shoot tops. Grin on the face of Allen as O'Gwin able to stay away. It is 2-2. Lefty stares off towards first base. The break even from the southpaw sails high. It's a full count. Allen was supposed to start last week. Things changed when the muscles rotation got shuffled after a rainout in Tampa. Or rather, at home against Tampa. 3-2 pitch, high ball four. O'Gwin aboard with a two-out walk, and he is the game's first base runner. Another walk for O'Gwin. And there is one on, two out. And a loud roar of approval for Rubra. First game back after that gnarly collision on Thursday night in St. Lucie was 2-for-4, including a colossal two-run homer as he's laid on the fastball. It is 0-1. Ibarra the average up to 242 in 38 games. Nine extra base hits, five homers, and 18 RBIs. O'Gwin leads off of first. Nolan's 0-1. And that one up in the zone is strike 0-2. Looks like a little bit of a bigger strike zone tonight for Trey Ward than we saw last night from Chad Westlake. No ABS system here in Daytona. Only ballpark in the league that does not have it, as it is the only one that is not A spring training sight. Runner goes. Pitch is high. Throw down by Tatum. Late and offline. Stolen bag for Jamal O'Gwin. And he's in scoring position with a 1-2 count and two outs on Ruben Ibarra. Second stolen base in four tries for Jamal this season. 73rd for Daytona as a team. They had 91 all of last season. Almost at that total here on June 7th or June 8th. 1-2. And Ibarra out in front of the off speed to end the inning. Now Lynn strikes out the side, working around a two-out walk to Jamal O'Gwin. No runs, no hits, one man left. At the end of one, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park Night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Jose Franco back to work, top of the second inning. Topped out at 98 miles an hour in the first. A high water mark for him in his young pro career. Heart of the lineup due up for Fort Myers in the second inning. Perez, Cardenas, and Rosario, the three set to bat in the inning. Perez picked up a base hit in the ninth inning last night. And he takes up and in at 94 to start the second. It's 1-0. Perez enters the day today, hitting 239 in 43 games as he takes a called strike. It is 1-1. 18 extra base hits, 5 homers, 26 RBI. The 1-1. And Perez chases that one that darts out of the zone. It's 1-2. Tortugas tonight wearing the Paradise Green Copa de la Diversión uniforms. The 1-2 pitch, and Perez strikes out on the breaking ball. Curveball down and away, and Perez over the top. Second strikeout tonight for Franco. And there are one away, or is one away in the second, for Noah Cardenas. Cardenas, .212 average in 37 games. 25 for 118. 8 extra base hits, 3 homers, 16 RBI. And he takes low for ball one. Cardenas 0 for 3 last night. Was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the ninth inning. 1-0. On the inside corner, 1-1. On those Paradise Green uniforms, Tortugas arched across the chest. Starts in white, fades down to powder blue by the bottom of the letters, the 1-1. That one in there for a strike at 86. It's 1-2. Dark green numerals front and back, powder blue border. Dark green piping around the collar down the front of the jersey, the 1-2. And this one pulled foul out towards the third base river walk. It is still 1-2. White pants for Franco all the way down to his ankles. White, black, and a little bit of Tortuga green and pink on the bottom of those cleats as this one off the hands and up the middle and through in his center field for a hit. Wasn't a loud crack of the bat, more like a soft thud. But Cardenas able to muscle it through in his center field. First hit of the ball game for either side. first base runner tonight for Fort Myers. And there is one on, one out for the right fielder, Kalei Rosario. Rosario homered in the fifth inning last night. At a multi-hit game, was 2-for-4. 1-0, rather the first pitch, excuse me, a strike. It is 0-1. Rosario, 227 in 40 games, 16 extra base hits, 5 homers, 23 batted in. The 0-1 speed, it's 0-2. Tortugas tonight, powder blue cap, powder blue bill. White block D logo on the front, Sheldon through the middle, wielding a bat. Broncos 0-2. Struck him out swinging. Pitch dripping away at 89. I don't know if that was a cut fastball or a changeup. Rosario down on strikes. Third straight out for Jose via the K. Two out in the second inning for the left fielder, Rubel Cespedes. Cespedes 1-for-4 last night with a strikeout. 5 for his first 15 in 4 games with the Muscles. No extra base hits and an RBI. Runner goes. Pitch is high. Throw down by Vaohi. The tag dropped. The throw beat him, but Layton lost the ball as his glove collided with Cardenas's helmet as he slid in feet first. And Cardenas safe on a stolen base. Just the third allowed by Vaohi this season. And the seventh of the year for the Fort Myers first baseman. Muscles came into play today with a league-best 95 stolen bags. The 1-0 to Cespedes. In the dirt, squirts a little bit away from Vaohin, but no advance. It is 2-0. American flag out in center field, blowing in ever so slightly. It's changed directions, blowing from left to right tonight. Usually here in Daytona, blowing in from right field towards left. Shortstop, Layton is shaded up the middle. The 2-0, high ball 3. Dylan Tatum, the catcher, waiting on deck for Fort Myers. Franco has had rather bizarre splits so far this season. I wouldn't necessarily say bizarre. That's not the right word. The 3-0 up and away, ball 4. And Cespedes aboard with a 2-out walk. And Fort Myers 2 on, 2 out for the catcher, Dylan Tatum. Did not play last night. Hitting a buck 67 in 32 games, 15 for 90. 4 extra base hits, 2 homers, 8 RBIs. But Franco, ERA, 2.5 runs best. Here at home this season, and Daytona's team ERA almost a full run better in their own ballpark as Tatum looks at a strike at 94, it's 0-1. And then as a starter compared to a reliever this year, Franco's ERA is about 6 runs different. A deep breath, the 0-1 pitch, and Tatum skies one left-hand side but pulls it out of play, it's 0-2. Franco 0-2, a 7.91 ERA and 5 starts over 19 in the third innings. As a reliever is 1-0 with a 1.89 ERA in 5 appearances over 19 innings. Equal number of walks basically, but has 13 more strikeouts out of the bullpen. The 0-2 pitch, and Tatum pops it in the air. First base side, Ibarra by the Fort Myers dugout, but this one on the roof of the grandstand and out of play. Stays at no balls and 2 strikes. Cardenas the runner at second. He singled and stole a base. Cespedes the runner at first, reached on a walk. Fort Myers looking to take their first lead of this series. Franco's 0-2. Another pop-up by Tatum. Right-hand side, out onto the outfield turf is Callahan calling for it. Behind him, the right fielder, Creel. And Creel had to spin out of the way at the last second to avoid Callahan backing up into him. But Callie makes the catch, And Fort Myers strands a pair in the second inning. No runs, a hit, two men left. At the end of one and a half, still scoreless on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web.com.
Jalen Allen struck out the side in the first. We'll face three straight lefties to begin the second. And Tyler Callahan takes outside for ball one. Callahan leading off for Daytona, hitting at 220. 11 for 50 in 15 games. Two doubles, a homer, and three ribbies as that up and in. And the count is 2-0. Callahan, Rogers, Veoheen. Three set to bat for Daytona in the inning. Clouds hanging overhead, more towards right field as Callahan fouls it into the glove of Tatum. And the count 2-1. Callahan last night, 1-for-4, scored a run. Now in from the middle of the slab, and Callahan takes low. It's 3-1. Fort Myers tonight wearing the road grays, muscles across the chest in purple. Purple numerals front and back with a black border. The 3-1, and Callahan, a hard line drive off the wrist of the second baseman, Perez, and into center field. Picked up there by Rodriguez and will throw in, but Perez tried picking that one off the turf, and as he went to backhand it, the ball deflected off of his wrist just above the heel of his mitt and ricocheted in the center field. Luckily, it seems like Perez is all right, as no trainer or coach coming out to take a look at him. So Callahan with Daytona's first base hit tonight. And now it is the DH, Jack Rogers, who takes a call at strike one. Rogers, a three-run home, three with a walk. Reached in seven straight games, average at 273 in 11 contests with Daytona. 9-for-33. The 0-1. And Rogers gets one off the hands. Popped up in the infield. Shortstop Miller calling for it between the mound and second base. And he makes the play for the first out. Rogers retired. And now the catcher, Daniel Veoheen. Veoheen had a base hit last night, 1-for-4. Still just 4-for-41 on the season in 14 games. A homer and three RBIs for the Cartagena Colombia native. Now Lynn sets at the belt, runner goes. Breaking ball outside, throw down by Tatum is late. Ball rolls behind Miller ever so slightly, but not far enough for Callahan to try to advance. It's a ball to Veohin, a stolen base for Callahan. His fourth of the year. Second swipe of the night for Daytona. Nowlin, gray pants down to his ankles, purple piping along the side of them. A 1-0. And Veo looks at a fastball strike across at 92. It's 1-1. Gray and white, Nike cleats dug into the ballpark mound for Nowlin. The 1-1. And Veohin out in front of the off-speed at 82. It's a ball and two strikes. Fort Myers tonight wearing the purple cap, purple bill, with the gold muscle logo, wielding a baseball-carrying dumbbell. That one in the dirt. Veohin checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not, says the base umpire, Chad Westlake. And it's even at two balls and... Right side of the infield plays Veohin to pull. A lot of space between the shortstop and the second baseman. Two and two on Veohin. Dancing off second, Callahan the break even. Down and away, it's a full count. Ashton Creel, right fielder, waiting on deck. Nowlin made just one appearance in the Complex League last year. After being drafted. Also pitched a little bit last year in the Cape League. As Nowlin lifts his leg and looks the runner back to second. Nowlin pitched last year at Chipola College in Florida. And then appeared in four games, making two starts for the Hyannis Harbor Hawks of the Cape Cod Baseball League. As Veohin takes outside for ball four. Second walk allowed by Nowlin tonight. And Daytona with two on, one out for the right fielder, Ashton Creel. Creel, 0 for 4 last night, struck out three times. Creel, tough start to his Daytona tenure, 0 for 9 in three games. Joined the roster in St. Lucie last Friday. Played most of his games this year at High A Dayton. Callahan at second, Veohin at first, and one away. And the first pitch from Nowlin buried. Low for ball one. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. This game scoreless. A Daytona rallying, two on, one out. In the bottom of the second. Nowlin's 1-0 to Creel. And that up and in under the arms, 2-0. And now in, according to the Hawkeye system, fastball, slider, 2-0. And Creel, a high pop, first base side, a souvenir. And the count now, 2-1. Now in. Had been committed to a couple of different places. Had one commitment to UAB, according to Baseball Reference. 2-1. Creel sends it back and out of play, 2-2. Also, before committing to Chipola, had a commitment to play D1 ball at Jackson State University. Seen Lenny Harris rocking a Jackson State cap a couple times. Good buddies with their head football coach, Deion Sanders. 2-2 pitch. Low and away. It's a full count. And Nowlin was the second youngest pitcher taken by the Twins last year. The only guy younger is the man who will start tomorrow for Daytona, Chase Petty. Payoff pitch, and Creel fouls it off his foot before it rolls to the mound. And it remains a full count on the Tortugas right fielder as he walks it out around the dirt behind home plate. Yeah, Nowlin was committed to UAB before signing with Minnesota and was committed to Jackson State before deciding to head it to Chipola. A payoff pitch to Creel. High pop-up. Right side. Into the outfield turf is Perez. Called for an infield fly. And Perez drifting back into center field to his right. Able to make the catch on a backhand for the second out. So Creel retired. And now the nine. Fernandez got the start at shortstop last night. Second start of the year at third was 1-for-4 yesterday. Two on, two out in the second inning for his first at-bat tonight. Lefty's first pitch, and Fernandez sends it straight up in the air. Calling for it is the first baseman, Cardenas, just a bit behind the mound of the first base side. Makes the catch to end the inning. Daytona gets a base hit and a walk, but leave a couple stranded after two. Still no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the for the Mighty Muscles, Nelson Roberto to lead off. As time called at home plate. Roberto, Rucker, and Miller. 3-2 up against Franco. And Roberto takes low. 4-1. Roberto, first appearance for him in this series. Playing in just his second game with the club. 1-for-3 with an RBI. This one hit on the ground behind third. Backhanded by Fernandez. Gets to his feet. Low throw gets away from Ibarra. And up the first baseline by the chain link fence by the Fort Myers bullpen. Creel dodging pitchers and picking up the ball and firing in. And advancing to second is Roberto. Will be an infield hit for the DH. And then an advance to second on the throwing error at third by Fernandez. Well, it was a great play to get a glove on that ball. But rush the throw with Roberto hustling up the line. And so Fort Myers with the leadoff man in scoring position. Back to the top of the order in Jake Rucker. Lined out sharply to center his last time up. 0-for-1 tonight. Franco, a look towards second base, the first pitch. And Rucker takes up and away for ball one. Dimensions here in Daytona for those who have never been. It is 317 down the left field line. 400 to straightaway center and 325 to the pole in right. A 1-0. And that drops in for a strike at 86. Might have been the change that time. It's 1-1. Rucker finished the season last year in Fort Myers after a great career at Tennessee. This one fouled back, and it's 1-2. Help get the Vols to the College World Series last year. They and this season, number one team in the nation. Could have been teammates with Julian Aguiar, who was a Tennessee commit before signing with the Reds last summer. 1-2. Up and away, 2-2. Rucker. Good baseball family. His younger brother, Carson, a Tennessee commit. Both played in the Little League World Series for the Goodlettsville All-Stars. Were the U.S. champions in 2012. 2-2 pitch. This is a ground ball back up the middle. Runner will advance. Leighton Fields behind second. Throw to first in time. One away. Roberto advancing to third on the ground out. And now Fort Myers can take the lead without a base hit as here comes Noah Miller. Mentioned last night. Talk about good bloodlines for Miller. His older brother Owen in the major leagues with Cleveland. Righty against lefty. Infield in the corners. And Miller fouls it off in the box. It's 0-1. Owen, 265, 754 OPS with Cleveland this year. His older brother, same alma mater, as Tortuga's catcher Hayden Jones, Illinois State. That outside for ball one. And the count 1-1. Fernandez in and off the line at 30. Barra in at first. Shortstop Layton shaded up the middle and back. Roberto leads off of third. Franco's 1-1. And that clips the outside corner at 94. It's 1-2. Miller, competitive balance round A pick, part of the first round last year. 36th overall selection by the Twins. 1-2. This one in the air left side and out of play. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Miller, long, dirty, blowing out the back of that glossy black helmet. Wags that bat behind his head from the left-hand side. The 1-2 struck him out. Fastball up at 95. And Franco picks up strikeout number 4 tonight. Two down in the third. Now the infield can move back for the center fielder, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Rodriguez struck out looking his first time. And the first pitch to Emmanuel. Down and away for ball one. Rodriguez leads the team in home runs. Second on the team in RBI. Number 9 Twins prospect according to Baseball America. 1-0. That one at the letters for strike one. Fastball at 95. Signed for $2.5 million. Rodriguez did last or before the 2020 season, the 1-1. Clips the outer half, hits 1-2. Missed his first pro season due to the pandemic. Also had to deal with a hand injury during instructs. A year after he signed. Now thriving and healthy. 1-2 pitch. High. Fastball at 95. It's 2-2. You read the scouting reports, and not many players in the system, if any, have the raw power Rodriguez does from the left-hand side. Runner at third, two out. The 2-2 pitch. High ball three. Mikey Perez, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Rodriguez looking to cut down a little bit on the strikeout rate from last year, right around 37%. Franco trying to whiff him to end the inning. Payoff pitch. Fouled off the side. It'll stay 3-2. Roberto singled. He is at third with two out in a scoreless game, top three. Look towards third for Franco. The payoff pitch again and another foul ball to the mesh netting. Fort Myers Did make a move earlier today. Kyle Schmidt, the catcher, sent to Double-A. Wichita in the Twin system. Payoff pitch outside, ball four. So Rodriguez aboard with a two-out walk. Second free pass allowed by Franco tonight. Runners at the corners for the second baseman, Mikey Perez. Catcher Veoheen out to the mound to have a conversation with Franco. Perez 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. For Myers has made Franco work 55 pitches through 2 2/3 innings tonight. But yeah, Kyle Schmidt sent to Double-A to Wichita in the Minnesota system. LaRon Smith added from the Florida Complex League. 2018 draftee out of Canada. He'll join the club. Obviously not in the lineup tonight. First and third, two down. First pitch to Perez, a called strike. Fastball from Franco, it's 0-1. Perez out of UCLA. 15th round pick of the Twins last year. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Off speed down at 85. It's quickly 0-2. Daytona will have the top of their lineup scheduled to hit against Nowlin. Struck him out on the sweeping slider. Mini fist bump from Franco and Veoheen as they team up to strike out Perez on three pitches and strand a couple men aboard in the third. No runs, a hit, one error, and two left on the walk at the end of two and a half. Still no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jalen Nowlin back to work, bottom of the third inning here in Daytona. Fans need to get your group lines. The official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas, Escott Bus Lines, has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Jay Allen to lead off, struck out against Nowlin in the first. And the lefty's first pitch is low for ball one. Allen, Layton, and O'Gwynn, three righties set to bat against the lefty. Now in from the middle of the rubber, 1-0. Misses off the inner half, glancing off the glove of Tatum, it's 2-0. Tortugas, no roster moves today. They did add Juan Abril yesterday when Alex Johnson went on the IL. Officially joined the team today as he takes a called strike. Allen does. It's 2-1. Abril last year split time between Daytona and Arizona was on the Tortugas opening day roster last year. At a 6.49 ERA in this league. 2-1. And Allen out in front. And it's even at 2-2. Mix of sun and clouds, hazy sky over Jackie Robinson Ballpark today. Now Lynn's break even, and Allen takes high for ball three. Lefty at the belt, the payoff pitch, and Allen out in front for strike three. 91 on the gun from Nowlin. His fourth strikeout tonight. And one down in the third for Stephen Layton. Struck out his first time, 0-1. Major League Baseball announced their managers for the All-Star Futures game coming up. Lefty's first pitch to Layton, fouled aside. It is 0-1. Former Dodgers catcher and World Series winning manager with the Angels, Mike Socha, will manage the NL team, while retired shortstop, former NL MVP, and California native Jimmy Rollins will manage the American League team as Layton takes down by his shoelaces. It is 1-1. So Socha will manage the NL team, and any current or former Tortuga players that may get chosen to that game. Generally never more than two from an individual team as Layton tomahawks one down the left field line, but foul. Banging off the Tortuga's training room. And now Lynn ahead in the count 1-2. Socha was the manager of Team USA's squad last year that won the silver medal in the Olympic Games. Lost the gold medal game to Japan, the host nation, as Layton takes up and away for ball two. And thinking about it, I don't know if there's going to be any current Tortugas on that Futures game roster. Maybe a Chase Petty or Jay Allen. A 2-2, and Layton over the top of the breaker for strike three. Fifth strikeout tonight for Nolan, or Nowland. And there are two away in the third for Jamal O'Gwin. I don't know why I keep calling him Nolan. I know it's Nowlin. One of those stupid brain tricks where your mind keeps telling you it's one thing when you know it's not. Well, I apologize to Jalen's family for the handful of times I've butchered the last name tonight. It's generally the first rule of broadcasting, get the names right. O'Gwin takes a strike, it's 0-1. Jamal walked, stole a base against Nowlin in the first inning. The 0-1. Have to imagine with the season he's having. And after the summer he had with Daytona last year, if Eli De La Cruz is not one of the Reds' representatives in that Futures game, then the folks at the top aren't doing their jobs well enough. The 1-1. Low. Ball two. I stand by my statement from last year and that there are few more prospects in baseball that are as exciting as Eli De La Cruz, hitting over 300 this year at high A as O'Gwin fouls it back. It's 2-2. An OPS of 945 in the Midwest League. And the way he's going, he may be in double A by the time that Futures game rolls around. Only 20 years old, Eli is. 2-2 pitch, outside, full count. Matt McClain is another name that will probably be thrown around in there. Reds' first-round pick from last year. Having a wonderful season at AA, former college teammate of Mikey Perez and Noah Cardenas at UCLA. As O'Gwin fouls it to the right, remains full. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the third, no score. Nowlin looking for his first 1-2-3 inning tonight. Ruben Ibarra, the first baseman, waiting on deck. Payoff pitch. Called strike three at the letters. O'Gwynn was about to take a step towards first, but Trey Ward punches him out at the top of the zone. And Nowlin strikes out the side in order. His first 1-2-3 inning of the night. And the second time in three frames in which he struck out all three outs in the inning. To the fourth, still scoreless here on this Wednesday night in Daytona.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life, taped and change the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth inning, top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here in Daytona. No score. Second game of the 6-game series. Noah Cardenas, Kalei Rosario, Rubel Cespedes. 5-6 and 7 due up for Fort Myers. And Franco's first pitch, curveball, misses low and away for ball one. Cardenas singled, stole a base back in the second, one for one tonight. The 1-0, and oof, a 55-foot pitch bounced in the dirt, came up and caught Daniel Vaoheen in the mask. Luckily, it seems like everybody all right. It's 2-0. Take a look around the FSL here on this Wednesday night as that goes 5-hole on Vaoheen. And it's 3 balls and no strikes. Busy slate of games in the FSL today. With Tampa and Palm Beach rained out last night, they have a doubleheader today. Strike one at 93. Tampa won game one of that doubleheader 13-3 over the Cardinals. 3-1 pitch, and Cardenas bounces it foul towards Daytona's auxiliary bench. Astudillo and Fidel Castro running out of the way. It's a full count. Darlene Moquete hit his third home run of the year for the Cardinals. Benjamin Cowles, his fifth for Tampa. 3-2 from Franco. Foul ball behind the plate. Alan Mejia also hit his first home run of the year for Tampa using a 6-run bottom of the second inning. The payoff pitch. And Cardenas, a high fly ball off the hands, and this one will trail back towards East Orange Avenue. Remains a 3-2 count. Game two is through 4 innings out at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Another 3-2 from Franco. Inside ball 4. Crowd wanted it, but it looked like it did miss the inner half. And Cardenas aboard with a leadoff walk. Second straight inning, the Muscles have put the leadoff man aboard. Third walk allowed by Jose tonight. Nearing 70 pitches now in the fourth inning. And now it is Kalei Rosario. Struck out his first time against Jose. And the first pitch of this at-bat across the outer half, it's 0-1. Well, Cardinals a 1-0 lead in game two on a Brady Whalen solo home run, his sixth. The 0-1 out in front. Change up from Franco at 85. It's 0-2. Cardinals into their bullpen. Yan Castro getting the start. A deep breath, the pitch, and he strikes him out swinging. Change up, dipping down and out of the zone. And Rosario swings over the top. First out in the fourth as Franco registers another K. Sixth strikeout tonight for Jose. And now the left fielder, Rubel Cespedes, walked against Jose in the second. Franco's first pitch, this fouled over Arnagins. And out of the stadium, 0-1. Bottom of the sixth inning in Jupiter. Hammerheads a 4-3 lead on St. Lucie. Carlos Dominguez a two-run homer, his league-leading 12th of the year. The 0-1. Not sure where that missed. Looked like it caught the outside corner, maybe a little bit low or high. And it's 1-1. Luis Palacios making the start for Jupiter. Mets already into their bullpen. 1-1. Flipped foul. About four or five rows up the third base bleachers, and a nice barehanded catch by a fan sitting in the bleachers. And it's now 1-2. One on, one out, top of the fourth in this scoreless ball game. 1-2 from Franco. Line drive towards the Daytona bullpen and almost caught by Luis May, who's starting to throw it down the line. So it remains 1-2 on Cespedes. Top of the fifth inning in Dunedin. It is all Lakeland tonight. They have a 10-3 lead on the Blue Jays. 1-2. Struck him out. Up the elevator on the fastball. 94 that time from Franco, his seventh strikeout of the ballgame. Two down in the fourth. And now they popped up to second, 0-1. Lakeland getting a home run from Carlos Mendoza. His second, a two-run shot. Adrian Pinto, a solo homer for the Blue Jays, his second. And the first pitch to Tatum up and in by his front shoulder. Darts out of the way. It's 1-0. Amel Brazoban did not play for the Blue Jays in their series here a couple weeks ago. Two-run homer for Dunedin, his second. 1-0. Yanked outside with a breaking ball. Actually, a fastball with tail. Overthrew it at 93. It's 2-0. Blue Jays, as you would imagine, into their bullpen. Garrett Buren getting the start for Lakeland tonight. 2-0. And Tatum takes low for ball three. Nelson Roberto waiting on deck. Fort Myers has a righty up in their bullpen down the line. A 3-0 from Franco. On the inner half, it's 3-1. Looks to be Jackson Hicks up and throwing. Runner goes, and Tatum fouls it aside to the right. Out of play, it's a full count. And now Cardenas with a force hit second in a 3-2 count with two outs will certainly be off again on this pitch. Only other game in the circuit tonight in Bradenton. Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers tied at two in the bottom of the seventh inning. Clearwater in second place behind Fort Myers in the West. The payoff pitch, and Tatum pops it up. Right side of the infield, Ibarra charging in, calling for it. Adjacent to the pitcher's mound to end the inning. 80th pitch of the night may have closed the night for Franco. But if so, four shutout innings with a bevy of strikeouts to add. Through three and a half here in the second game of this series, Fort Myers and Daytona still in a scoreless showdown. on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ruben Ibarra leading off the bottom of the fourth inning. New arm in the game for Fort Myers. That is Jackson Hicks. And his 90-mile-an-hour fastball across at the knees. It's 0-1. Hicks, 6'3", 225 pounds, 24, North Carolina. The 0-1 low. It is 1-1. Numbers for the right-hander Hicks, making his 14th appearance, 2-1. A 4-1-1 ERA, the 1-1. And Ibarra pulls it on the ground, foul. Towards the Daytona bullpen, 1-2. Hicks, 13 hits allowed in 15 and a third innings. 5 walks, 16 strikeouts. A 2.13 opponent average. Righties 1-2, and Ruben rolls over on one, and Wilfred Astudillo sitting in the auxiliary bench area picks it up with a glove on a bounce, was ready to make a play. One of the great characters on this Daytona roster, La Tortuguita. 1-2 on Ruben. Hicks's pitch, grounded foul again. Remains 1-2. Hicks pitching for the first time since game two of Sunday's doubleheader. Through a scoreless inning, struck out one of the three batters he faced. 1-2, and Ibarra strikes out on the off-speed down. Hicks picks up the strikeout. First of the night for him, one away in the fourth. For the second baseman, Tyler Callahan. Singled off the wrist of the second baseman, Perez. Back in the second inning, only hit tonight so far for Daytona. Final line for Fort Myers starter, the lefty Jalen Nowlin. Caught myself that time. First pitch to Callahan, across for a strike, 0-1. Nowlin, 3 innings, no runs, 1 hit, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. 59 pitches and 33 strikes, the 0-1. Callahan, a big bouncer off the plate. This one will stay foul to the right of the chalk. First base side, 0-2. Hicks is one of the all-time great baseball stories. He's talking with our TrackMan operator, Jeff Lucates, Fort Myers outstanding video coach, Byron Oliver, between innings. But Hicks never played college baseball, or not official college baseball, to say the least. Got those old-fashioned stirrups on as Callahan reaches and grounds one off the end of the bat to third. To his left, Rucker, quick throw in time, two out. Callahan runs well, and Rucker had to rush the throw, but able to make the play, two down. for Jack Rogers. Popped up his first time to the shortstop. But Hicks never played during his college career at North Carolina. He did pitch at North Carolina, but not for the Tar Heels Division I team, for North Carolina's club baseball team. First pitch to Rogers, low for ball one. After pitching in club ball during his college days, the 1-0, down and in, 2-0. Hicks tried out, made a team in the United Shore Professional Baseball League in Utica, Michigan. Played for a team called the Westside Woolly Mammoths. 2-0. Rogers lifts one down the left field line, back into his right, long run towards the pole. That one bounces in fair territory in front of Cespedes and goes out of play for a ground rule double. A rain-making fly ball by Rogers down the left field line. Wasn't sure whether or not that one would curl out of play. Cespedes kept on going back into his right, and the ball just bounced right in front of him on the warning track and hopped over the side chain link fence. And that is how Rogers extends his on-base streak to 8 with a ground rule double. So there's Daytona's second hit tonight. And now it is Daniel Vaiohin, who walked against Nowlin in his first trip. Roddy comes home, and Hicks punches a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. But the USPBL is an independent league. I think it's 4 teams, and they all play at one stadium up there in Michigan. And the Twins have sounded some goodies in that league in the past, as this one grounded up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop, Miller behind the second base square. Throw on a first in time, and Daytona strands a man in the fourth. They pick up a base hit on the ground rule double, but strand Rogers at second. One of the pitchers Minnesota has signed out of the USPBL, guy who started a playoff game for them a couple years ago, and right-hander Randy Dobnak. To the fifth, still a scoreless game here in Daytona.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay!
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at Jokes. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bullpen for Daytona as he moved to the top of the fifth inning. Luis May on in relief of Jose Franco. And the first pitch he throws to Nelson Roberto in the dirt for ball one. Roberto singled, was stranded at third in the third. 9-1 and 2-2 up in the inning as Roberto swings through 98. And the count is 1-1. May, standing at 6'3", 219 pounds, will turn 21 later on this month. From San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican, the 1-1, a hard ground ball to short. To his left is Leighton. Sidearm throw in time, one out. Roberto retired. Brings up the top of the order in third baseman Jake Rucker, 0-2. Lined out to center and grounded out to short. May making his team-leading 16th appearance of the year. 2-1, a 9.37 ERA. 25 hits in 16 and a third innings, 14 walks, 24 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 357 off the flamethrower. Righty's first pitch to Rucker, low at 99. And it is 1-0. May pitching for the first time since the St. Lucie series last week. Threw on Thursday as Rucker sends that one off the end of the bat. It's 1-1. May gave up two runs on three hits in an inning. Walked one, struck out one, has surrendered at least one for appearances. Sun has set behind some buildings along Beach Street. So only shadows and the artificial lights illuminating the diamond as Rucker takes low for ball two. Get to the final line for Jose Franco tonight. Four innings, no runs, two hits. Three walks, seven strikeouts. 80 pitches, 51 strikes. We'll take a no decision tonight. The 2-1. At the knees at 99 again, it is 2-2. Saw May flash 101 on the scoreboard here during the last homestand. Tall righty set to the cross step towards third. The 2-2 struck him out. 99-mile-an-hour fastball down. And May has his first strikeout tonight. Two down in the fifth for Noah Miller. Miller 0-2 has flied out to left and struck out. Miller, part of a growing lineage of Wisconsin draftees out of high school. As there's a strike 0-1. Pretty impressive for a state where the main university, the University of Wisconsin, does not have a college baseball team. They have a softball program, but no baseball program. That one foul to the left, it's 0-2. But guys like the Dodgers' Gavin Lux, the Mariners' Jared Kelnick, Arizona's Dalton Varsho, all Wisconsin natives, of course, with Noah's older brother Owen playing in Cleveland. 0-2, got him swinging. Off speed down at 86, and that might be one of the best innings we've seen from Luis so far this summer. 1-2-3 goes Fort Myers. Retiring the side on 11 pitches halfway through this one. Still a scoreless contest on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. You can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
our great MC, the young professor, our outstanding public address announcer, Tim LaCroix, having some fun with the fans. In between innings, as we head to the bottom of the fifth, no score. Ashton Creel, Ilvin Fernandez, and Jay Allen, the three, do up. And Creel swings through a Hicks breaking ball. And the count is 0-1. Fort Myers, no runs, two hits, no errors. They have left five tonight. As this one grounded just foul, bounced about an inch or two to the left of the chalk line. And instead of an extra base hit, Creel will head back to the box. Daytona, no runs, two hits, one error. They have left four so far tonight. Daytona won the opener yesterday 5-2. And time called before Creel was ready to see the 0-2 pitch. And talking about Jackson Hicks's incredible story last inning. From club baseball at North Carolina to pro ball with the Twins. The 0-2. Outside it is 1-2. And great game notes, as always, by the play-by-play voice of the Muscles, John Vittis. But Hicks, one of the things he did during the pandemic is this one rolled over on the ground at third. Fielded by Rucker, throw to first in time, one out. One away in the fifth inning for Ilvin Fernandez. Infield pop-up to the first baseman, his first time up. But during the pandemic, Hicks would post indoor bullpen sessions on YouTube trying to find a pro opportunity. Ultimately latched on with the USPBL as Fernandez swings through a fastball down at 90. It's 0-1. And that's where Fort Myers has found three other pitchers that are currently on their roster. That one bounces before the plate. It's 1-1. Malik Barrington, Jordan Carr, tomorrow's probable starter, and Ricardo Velez, who's currently on the restricted list, all signed out of that independent league. 1-1 high and tight, 2-1. And as we mentioned, closing out the bottom of the fourth inning, Randy Dobnak, who's had plenty of success. Remember going to Yankee Stadium, watching him pitch game two of the 2019 ALDS for Minnesota. As Fernandez swings and misses, 2-2. Dobnak has had a tough season with Minnesota, currently on their 60-day IL. But he went to an even smaller school, Alderson Brodus in West Virginia. 2-2, and Fernandez waves and misses for strike three. Chased one off the plate. Good late break from Hicks. Second strikeout tonight for him. And there are two out in the fifth. Back to the top of the order in Jay Allen. Allen struck out his first two times against Nowlin. He is 0-2. But Hicks, along with so many others, proving in this day and age, if you have talent, they will find you. As Allen fists one into center field, and that one will get down in front of Rodriguez for a knock. Jay Allen aboard with a two-out single. And that passes the baton to Stephen Layton. 0-2 with a couple strikeouts tonight. Hicks plays with the ball behind his back as he gets the sign. Allen, great speed at first base. And time called at home. Gonna look it up. When Allen stole his team-leading 23rd base of the year last night. Entered play today, tied for second in the league in steals. As Layton tips that one into the glove of Tatum. Count is 0-1. Only Yoshuar Garcia of Clearwater has more swipes in the league this year. 0-1 on Steven. Throwback to first, and Jay dives in safely. That one sails over the head of Layton on the 0-1. Fastball or off-speed pitch slipped and went sailing over the glossy black helmet of Layton. And Allen advancing to second on the wild pitch. So Allen now at second with two out. The 1-1 to Layton, and this one popped in the air. Right-hand side, racing in is Rosario towards the line, reaches back over his head, and able to make the catch to retire the side. May have had some trouble with the lights in the twilight sky here in Daytona, but Kalei Rosario able to stay with it and get the out to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one left through five, still scoreless on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Luis May back to the mound as we start the top of the sixth inning. And his first pitch to Emmanuel Rodriguez is low for ball one. Rodriguez, Perez, and Cardenas, the three due up. Rodriguez has struck out and walked. And he takes a strike up in the zone at 97. It is 1-1. May did hit 101 last inning, like he did in the previous homestand, the 1-1. And that one goes all the way inside, nearly grabs a piece of Rodriguez's elbow, but avoids it. It is 2-1. Did some digging in between innings. Jay Allen far away from the Daytona franchise record for steals in a year. That one high for ball three. The record for the franchise set in 2003 by Dwayne Bacon. Stole 71 bases for the Daytona Cubs that year. The 3-1 is high ball four. Crowd wanted that one atop the zone. But Rodriguez aboard with a leadoff walk to start the sixth. Sends up the second baseman, Mikey Perez. 0-2 with a couple of Ks. The Tortugas record is much closer to being in sight. Happened in the first year when the franchise rebranded in 2015. Junior Arias stole 37 bases that year. Perez takes a strike, it's 0-1. Allen with 23, 14 of Tortuga's all-time mark. The 0-1, and this one fouled in the air, left-hand side, and towards the bleachers. Actually on top of Daytona's clubhouse, 0-2. Interesting sky, got reflections of gold and pink off the Halifax River behind Daytona's third base dugout. The 0-2. And Perez swings and misses. Ball gets away from Vaoheen in and out of his glove. And advancing to second goes Rodriguez on a wild pitch. So Perez down on strikes, but Fort Myers puts a man in scoring position on the errant pitch. And there is one away for the first baseman, Noah Cardenas. Singled and walked tonight, has also stolen a base. But yeah, he got those reflections of the sky out to the far left-hand side, out beyond the third base bleachers in Daytona's clubhouse. When if you look out beyond left field, center, and right, mostly just blue with clouds blocking those reflections. As that one low for ball one. Action in both bullpens. Fort Myers has a righty up and warming. As does Daytona, the 1-0. Ooh, and that one hits him. Caught Cardenas inside with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. And looked like it caught him in his upper body. The trainer, Chase Thompson, came out. Cardenas told him to get out of here. And as soon as he came out, Cardenas still hasn't really flexed that left arm a whole lot. I think he's still feeling it as he continues walking back behind first base. And now Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with Luis. But eyes still on Noah Cardenas down the right field line, trying to old school walk it off. But a righty up in Fort Myers, Bull Brace Jr. was with the club last season. Daytona had a righty up in their bullpen. I want to say that is Ryan Cardona. Normally, Jose Franco in tandem with Sam Benscooter. But Sam landed on the IL last Friday with vertigo, left that start after one batter in the bottom of the third last Thursday, or Wednesday rather. So Daytona having to find different ways to close out this ball game here tonight. Rodriguez at second, Cardenas at first, one out, no score, top six. Kalei Rosario is 0 for 2 with a couple of Ks. And May buries a fastball in the dirt. It is 1-0. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Righty fires. And Rosario gets tied up inside. Valloheen couldn't handle it. Ball rolled behind him, but no advance. Everyone stays put as the count moves to 1-1. And Valloheen is now shaken up as Gookie Dawkins came out. And Daniel Valloheen bent over towards Daytona's third base dugout. Josh Hobson, the trainer, talking to Valloheen. Vayo missed the first month and a half with a hamate injury. Hamate, had to Google it, a bone in your hand. And right now, Valloheen looks to be focused in on his glove hand. Now receives the pitches from Luis May. Making a fist with it right now. Josh Hobson telling him to open and close it a couple of times as well. Valloheen had trouble with wild pitches this year, but as good as any catcher in minor league baseball at limiting the run game. Whatever he said to Josh and Cookie, clearly good enough for him to stay in the ball game. But definitely something worth following as we move along here on this Wednesday night. Reports did not say which hand in which he dealt with that hamate injury. And the hamate generally right by the finger joints, I guess. So we use a Google a Google search to try and describe it. Located right by your wrist in the middle of your hand as well, as Naoheen sees one pitch, says he's good. And so here we go. Found a photo from an article. We'll talk about how a handmade injury might be a baseball injury. There's a picture of the injury with a guy holding a bat. A 1-1 in the dirt. Blocked by Naoheen. Runner trying to go to third. The throw, the tag by Fernandez. He is out. Ball kick to the right of Naoheen just outside the batter's circle. And now Emmanuel Rodriguez is hurt. Brian Meyer was going out to argue with the base umpire. That is Chad Westlake, but Rodriguez was having a tough time with his right leg. Is now Chase Thompson back out to look at the uber-talented center fielder. Trying to advance on that dirt ball, but was thrown out by Naoheen, 2-5. Staying put at first base was Cardenas. Had an injury scare just a moment ago with his left hand. Now we're worried about the right foot and leg of Emmanuel Rodriguez. After Steve Hadger left with injury last night, Marco Raya was scratched from his start today. And man, Emmanuel is having a really, really tough time putting any weight on that right leg. And that is not great. Maybe something with his ankle sliding into the third base bag. But an incredibly talented young man is likely not going to continue on tonight. We obviously hope the best for all three of those players, Emmanuel, Marco, and Steve. Talked about it with various Daytona staff members, from the visiting clubby to front office staff, game day staff. The unequivocal worst parts of my job is, one, having to send out the press releases when somebody gets released, and moments like this, where any player, regardless of their prospect status, have to leave with an injury. And we're still waiting for Rodriguez to leave the field of play, as both the trainer and the manager have handed off helping Emmanuel to the dugout, rather to the clubhouse, to two others. Rodriguez seems to be doing a little bit better at putting weight on that right leg right now than he was when this all gets 2-2. Hopefully that little sign is a positive one for the 19-year-old center fielder. 2-2 on Kala'i Rosario, and this one ripped down the left field line into the corner. Does it have enough height? No. Ricochets off the wall. On his way to third, Cardenas. He'll be held there as Kala'i Rosario stops at second with a two-out double. Hit it hard, hit it far, but did not have enough height to get it up over that left field fence. Rosario with his second extra base hit of the series. His 10th double, hit it 104 miles an hour. And now second and third, and two out for Rubel Cespedes. Couple of lengthy delays in the sixth inning with injuries to Daniel Naoheen, who has stayed in, and Emmanuel Rodriguez of Fort Myers, who has left. And the first pitch, fastball from May. Chest high at 98. It's 0-1. Second and third, two out, top of the sixth inning. Cardenas at third, reached on a hit by pitch. Rosario just doubled. He's at second. The 0-1. Down in the zone at 98. It is 1-1. Still a scoreless contest. Fort Myers has not held a lead for the first 14 innings of this series. The 1-1. Fastball atop the zone. It's 1-2. That one at 97. Dylan Tatum, the righty swinging catcher, is on deck. The 1-2 inside. Fastball broke too far in. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Daytona in the Paradise Green. Fort Myers in the road grays tonight. Lissette, the 2-2. And this one fisted in the air. Shallow center out is Callahan. As is the shortstop, Layton, and he drops the ball. Four players in the area. Layton couldn't hang on. Throw to second. Trying to swim over the tag as Cespedes cannot. And the inning is over. Cardenas and Rosario score. Layton went back out and to his left. Ball glanced off the webbing and the heel of his mitt and landed on the outfield turf. And that is how Fort Myers takes a 2-0 lead to end the top of the sixth inning. We'll see how that one is scored. Will it be a hit or an error? We'll let you know when we come back. Bottom of the sixth we go. Fort Myers has taken a 2-0 lead.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jamal O'Gwin leading off for Daytona here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Myers a 2-0 lead. Get you that official scoring decision as Reggie Grace Jr. first pitch to Jamal O'Gwin popped up into shallow right. Calling for it, the second baseman waved off by the right fielder coming on. I believe that is Rosario. And it is still indeed Rosario and Wright who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So we've got a couple of things to update everybody on. One, the ball hit by Cespedes, a error against Stephen Layton. So no hit, no RBIs on that play. The out at second base, 4-3. As Ruben Ibarra takes a called strike, it is 0-1. Now one pitch outside. It is 1-1. Emmanuel Rodriguez. Trying to figure out who's in center. It's a little pop-up shallow right. Out is the second baseman. Trying to make the play is Perez and can't do so. Hits off the heel of his glove. Racing out into his left in front of the charging right fielder Rosario. And Ibarra is safe at first base on what will be a base hit. Long run for Perez out into right field. Could not find a way to make the catch. As now it is Tyler Callahan, 1-for-2 with a single. I imagine that is Luis Baez out in center. As Callahan fouls off the first pitch, it's 0-1. Fort Myers does not have many players available for them tonight, only two on their bench. Keone Cavaco was a late scratch. Luis Baez and LaRon Smith, the catcher they added to their roster earlier today, who may not even be in Daytona Beach yet. Is this one off the end of the bat? Flare down the left field line for a hit. Ibarra around second on his way to third. Some trouble with the sidewall by Cespedes. Throw to the bag is late as Rubin slides in feet first. Double for Tyler Callahan. And Daytona has the tying runs in scoring position with one out. Callahan picking up a two-bagger. That is his third of the year. And now second and third, one out for Jack Rogers. New arm in the game for Fort Myers amidst all this chaos is the right-hander, Reggie Grace Jr., 6'2", 215 pounds, 22 years old, from Madison, Mississippi. 10th round pick of the Twins in 2018 out of high school. Rogers had a big three-run home run in the fifth inning last night, trying to deliver with men in scoring position tonight. One for two with a ground rule double. Line drive foul off the metal pole holding up the netting on top of Daytona's dugout. And then went flying back towards Fort Myers' first base dugout. Count 0-1. Grace's 18th appearance. 1-1, a 3.24 ERA. Two saves. 22 hits in 25 innings. The 0-1. And Rogers fouls it aside. It's 0-2. Two saves, 22 hits in 25 innings for Grace. 15 walks, 31 strikeouts. Entering play here on Wednesday. Pitching for the first time since game one on Sunday. Through a third of an inning, walked three, allowed two unearned runs. Rogers outside and high. It's 1-2. Final line for the righty, Jackson Hicks. Two innings, no runs, two hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. Hicks tonight, 27 pitches and 20 strikes. One and two on Rogers. The righty deals, and he's out in front of the changeup for strike three. Big K for Grace Jr. And there are second and third, two out now for the catcher, Daniel Vaoheen. He will stay in the game after a little hand issue in the top of the inning. Vaoheen has walked and grounded out to short. We'll see if that hand issue has any effect with him at the plate. Could also be a big reason why he struggled offensively to start the year. As a swing through a high fastball at 91, it's 0-1. Ibarra singled, he is at third. Callahan doubled, he is at second. Two out, bottom of the sixth, Fort Myers a 2-0 lead. Righty deals. And Vaoheen takes up and away. And the count is 1-1. So to reset the outfield for Fort Myers, left to right in the outfield, Cespedes, Baez, and Rosario. Rest of the diamond stays the same as it was for the first pitch. The 1-1. And Vaoheen early on the off speed. It's 1-2. It's been Grace's best pitch tonight. Fort Myers, a couple of runs on an error. Tried in the sixth. Their best opportunity so far tonight. The 1-2. Vaoheen takes down. It is 2-2. Daytona coming into play today. Lowest batting average in the league with runners in scoring position. Trying to send that a tick higher here. A 2-2 inside and low. Backhanded pick by Tatum. It's a full count. Ashton Creel, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Outfield at medium depth as Grace goes for a new baseball. Nightfall has arrived as we near 9 o'clock. 82 degrees in Daytona, real feel at 85. American flag wrapped around the pole in center. Not much of a breeze to speak of currently. The payoff pitch. Veojina line drive caught by a leaping Mikey Perez to end the inning. And Veojina left with the hands on top of his helmet. Can't believe that ball didn't get through to tie the game. A line shot, and Perez at the apex of his leap makes the catch to save the lead for the Muscles. No runs, two hits, two left. After six, 2-0 Fort Myers on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Wendy's is here, the Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger, with Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Don't shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger, only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day? The Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we move to the seventh. Ryan Cardona now in relief of Luis May. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T buslines.com. Tatum, Roberto, and Rucker, 8-9 and 1, due up against Cardona in the seventh. And the first pitch Ryan throws tonight, fastball strike inside corner. It is 0-1. Cardona, 6 feet tall, 211 pounds, 22 years old, from Livingston, New Jersey. Reds' 19th round pick last year out of Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. As that breaking ball in for a strike, it's 0-2. Cardona making his 10th appearance, 2-0, a 2.38 ERA, the 0-2 in the dirt. It is 1-2. 3-for-3 in save opportunities, 16 hits in 22 and two-thirds innings, 11 walks and 24 strikeouts. A 1-2 to Tatum. Struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 90. And Cardona strikes out the first man he faces tonight. Brings up Nelson. Roberto has singled and grounded out to short. Cardona pitching for the first time since Thursday in St. Lucie. Gave up a season-high 3 runs on 4 hits in 3 1/3 innings. First pitch to Roberto, a called strike. It is 0-1. Final line for Luis May tonight. 2 innings, 2 unearned runs on 1 hit. Walked 1, struck out 3. As Roberto chases the changeup, can't connect, 0-2. May, 31 pitches, 18 strikes, a wild pitch and a hit batter. Unfortunately for him, the pitcher of record on the losing side. The 0-2, Roberto checks his swing, but could not hold up, says Trey Ward. He's down on strikes, 2 down. Now it is the third baseman, Jake Rucker, Struck out his last time, 0 for 3. Get you a look around the Reds affiliates in the bottom of this seventh inning. Still quite a few games going on in the FSL tonight. First pitch to the righty batter. And the Tennessee native looks at a strike 0-1. Righty kicks the 0-1. And Rucker swings and fouls it away. It is 0-2. Looking ahead to the bottom of the inning. 8-9-1 set to bat for Daytona. Presumably against Grace Jr. No action for Fort Myers down the line. The 0-2. Fastball runs high. 92 on the gun that time from Cardona. It is 1-2. Cardona comes home. And that one in the dirt. Blocked by Vejohina to his right. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield shifted for Rucker to pull a little bit. Ruben Ibarra far away from the first base line. Time called at home. Noah Miller, the shortstop, is on deck. And now Cardona steps off. 9 o'clock here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Fort Myers a 2-0 lead as Cardona spikes the 2-2 pitch. It's a full count. Base is empty, 2 down. And now a 3-2 pitch coming to Jake Rucker. Righty rests that beige-colored mitt on the front left hip. The 3-2. This one off the end of the bat towards second. Callahan to his left, throw to first in time. And Cardona works a 1-2-3 inning. And his first frame out of the pen. 13 pitches is all he needed. Through 6.5, time to get up and stretch here in Daytona. Muscles a 2-0 lead on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. We'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Eight, 9-1, due up for Daytona. Bottom of the seventh inning. Fort Myers a 2-0 lead. Reggie Grace Jr. back to work. Ashton Creel to lead off for Daytona. Creel, Fernandez, and Allen. 3 set to bat in the inning. Grace able to escape a second and third jam with 1 out in the sixth. First pitch to Creel here is outside for 1. Take a look around the Reds affiliates here on this Wednesday night. Start at the major league level with a big league club. Game delayed quite a while due to rain. As Creel takes a strike up in the zone, it's 1-1. Reds at home against the Diamondbacks. Top of the third inning, no score. Mike Miner getting the start for the Reds against Merrill Kelly. as Creel takes outside 2-1. T.J. Friedel, Alejo Lopez, Albert Almora Jr., and Aristides Aquino, the Daytona alums, in the lineup tonight. Do have some Reds injury news. The 2-1 is a fastball strike right down the chute at 90. It's 2-2. Nick Lodolo headed out to Arizona. Will begin a rehab assignment in the ACL. The 2-2 from Grace. Outside, full count. Slated to first throw a live BP session, then pitch in one game. David Bell saying they sent him to Arizona more about not losing any days due to weather than anything else. Here's this one, hit on the ground is short. In the hole to his right, Miller gathers, throws in time. They get Creel by half a step. Nice play by Noah Miller for the first out of the seventh inning. Here's the third baseman, Ilvin Fernandez. But it will not be Ilvin Fernandez. Austin Callahan has grabbed a bat and will pinch it for the Daytona Tortugas here. Callahan got the start last night, was 0-3, 1-6 with a double in his first two games with the club. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher, and Callahan swings through the first offering. It's 0-1. Base is empty, one out. 0-1 on the pinch hitter, Austin Callahan. The 0-1. And Callahan a little tapper. This one will stay foul to the right. It's 0-2. And apparently after he makes one appearance there, he'll go to AAA through a simulated two-inning game in the bullpen on June the 4th in Cincinnati. 30 pitches, two sets of 15, and no reported problems with his back. We're going to return to the hill for the first time since April the 24th. Locus Sims supposed to throw off a mound, but that got pushed back. Does not have a return timetable yet. As the pitch to Callahan grounded up the middle, to the right goes the second baseman, Perez. And he'll make the play on a first for the second out. Cardenas thought there were three, started taking a few steps towards the first base dugout before deciding to throw it around the infield, where Mikey Perez, who threw the ball to him, gives him a hard time for fun. His old college teammate. Two away in the seventh. Back to the top of the order in Jay Allen. Couple strikeouts, a single to center is last. First pitch. Allen takes a strike inside corner. Count 0-1. David Bell saying Sims trending in the right direction. Said he didn't feel great yesterday. First time he had anything in a while, but apparently was feeling better today as Allen takes outside. It's 1-1, and they hope he'll be back on the mound in a few days. Headed back on the IL, Sims did on May the 12th. Bases empty, two out. Fort Myers a 2-0 lead. The 1-1 to Jay Allen, the second, is high. Fastball 2-1. Triple-A Louisville playing tonight at home against the Charlotte Knights. White Sox affiliate, they trail 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth. The 2-1 called strike 2-2. Lorenzo Cedrola, Jose Barrero, Chris Oakey in the lineup, as is Max Schrock batting second in right field on a rehab assignment. He's 1-2 tonight. Robert Duggar making the start at AAA. The 2-2 pitch, Allen line drive over the leaping mitt of the third baseman, Rucker, a base hit. Allen's going to make the turn and then slams on the brakes about a third of the way to second as Jay aboard with his second hit of the night. So the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Stephen Layton, 0-3, fly to right his last time. Allen with that base hit, his 10th multi-hit game of the year. That is the most on this Daytona roster. Lance Lance Lynn making a rehab start for Charlotte against Louisville tonight. First pitch to Layton. Fastball outside. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Westlake. It's 1-0. Double A Chattanooga on the road against the Montgomery Biscuits. Rays Farm Club. They trail 2-0, bottom four. Brandon Williamson made the start. Lasted only three innings. Has since given way to Ricky Salinas. Throw back to first, and Allen dives in. Ivan Johnson batting fifth at second base. The lone Daytona alum in the lineup tonight. Matt McClain has stolen a pair of bases, though, and has walked twice as time called. High A Dayton had their game rained out tonight due to wet grounds out at Day Air Ballpark. So they will play a doubleheader tomorrow. Imagine around a 5 o'clock start. One on, two out. The 1-0 to Layton. This one hit on the ground up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit. Allen makes the turn at second and holds on. Stephen Layton with a knock, his first of the game, his first off the IL. And Daytona with back-to-back two-out singles will bring the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of Jamal O'Quinn. We'll see if it's in motion here. Allen, the lead runner, as fast as anybody in this league. And Layton runs solidly at first base as well. First pitch of the at-bat. And O'Quinn takes a strike at 0-1. Jamal 0 for 2 with a walk. Has struck out and popped up his last time up. Righty sets right underneath the letters. The 0-1. And O'Quinn early on the off-speed 0-2. Only other game in the Reds' chain today. Dominican Summer League Reds fell in seven innings to the Diamondbacks. Black team 6-3. Ace, or DSL Reds got a couple RBIs from Jesus Correa. Runners go, the 0-2 pitch, line drive, base hit center field. Allen scores on his way to third with a tying run is Layton. Jamal O'Quinn delivers a base hit and an RBI. His 17th of the year, it's a one-run game, make it 2-1. Wasn't stung particularly hard, but in a perfect spot in shallow center. And Layton with both runners in motion, easily advancing to third. And now the tying and go-ahead runs are aboard. And a visit to the mound from pitching coach Carlos Hernandez. Fort Myers, like a lot like last year, one of the few teams in minor league baseball, Twins affiliate, doing this for at least the last 2 years. There are two pitching coaches for the Muscles here. Carlos Hernandez is one, was with the squad last season as well. And Jared Gaynor is the other pitching coach. So Daytona has broken up the shutout. The tying run is 90 feet away. The go-ahead run is at first. And Ruben Ibarra is the batter. Singled to right his last time up. He is 1-for-3. Entering play now with a five-game hitting streak as he takes a first pitch strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Three straight two-out hits for Daytona against Grace Jr. The 0-1. And Ibarra takes a fastball strike at 91. It's 0-2. But O'Quinn was behind in the count. No balls and two strikes before he delivered an RBI base hit. Daytona looking for another two-strike knock to tie the game or better. Dancing off of third is Layton, the 0-2 pitch. And Ibarra, a fly ball to left. Back into his left goes Cespedes, and he reaches up. It's over his head. Scoring is Layton. Rounding third, heading to the plate is O'Quinn. The throw, the tag. is in time to get him, and Daytona's dugout explodes. O'Gwynn can't believe it. It looked like Jamal got underneath the tag from Tatum, and Gookie Dawkins is out to give the home plate umpire Trey Ward an earful. Darryl Brinkley is out to usher O'Gwynn back to the dugout. The throw looked like it was even with Layton, or rather even with O'Gwynn at the plate. But he was thrown out or called out, whichever way you want to look at it. And instead of Daytona grabbing the lead, Fort Myers is saved, and we are tied at two, heading it to the eighth inning. Ibarra still with his hands up in the air, looking disapprovingly at the home plate umpire, Trey Ward. So Daytona ties the game, but a relay to the dish, 7, I believe that was 5-2. We'll get you the information specifically when we come now at 2, headed to the bottom, or rather top of the 8th inning. Wild inning here in Daytona Beach, even going to the 8th.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
First pitch of the inning from Ryan Cardona to Noah Miller was high for ball one. This one fouled out of play to the left. It is 1-1. Austin Callahan has come into the game at third base. Pinch hit for Ilvin Fernandez in the bottom of the 7th. And also the official scoring decision on the play at the plate, 7-6-2. On the out at the dish, as Miller takes a called strike, it is 1-2. Tied at 2 here on the top of the 8th inning. And Cardona comes home, and Miller swinging. Good 12-6 movement there from Cardona. And Miller down on strikes, third punchy for Cardona. First at bat tonight for Luis Baez. Came in for Emmanuel Rodriguez, who injured his right leg on a slide into third base, trying to advance on a dirt ball. As Baez, shuffling his feet, sends a line drive that causes bodies to scatter by the muscles first base dugout. Baez, 10-4-50 in 19 games. That's a .200 average. A double, no homers, and 7 RBIs. The 0-1. And Baez, a swing and a miss. Fastball down. It's 0-2. Ruben Ibarra was credited, by the way, with an RBI double. On that play at the plate, as Baez stepping in the bucket and swinging at a pitch, ticketed for his chin. And Cardona fools him for another strikeout. Fourth K for Ryan tonight. And there are two out in the 8th for Mikey Perez. Perez saved a couple runs in the 6th inning with a remarkable leaping grab. Kept it 2-0 at the time. Perez 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts tonight. First pitch to him is hit in the air to left. Over to his right, O'Gwynn. Long run won't get there. He'll bounce for a base hit. O'Gwynn some trouble picking it up off the turf. But Perez rounding first and in at second with a 2-out stand-up double. So Perez with his team-leading 13th two-bagger of the year. First hit allowed by Cardona tonight. And the inning continues for Noah Cardenas. Cardenas has reached all three times tonight. Singled, stole a base in the second, walked in the fourth, hit by a pitch, and scored on the error in the sixth. Man at second and two outs, and Cardona offers out. Daytona will have 5, 6, and 7 against the Fort Myers bullpen in the eighth. Righty up and throwing down the line. Infield plays for Cardenas to pull. 1-0. In the dirt, gets away from Fahoeen, and Perez will advance to third on a wild pitch with the go-ahead run. And the count now 2-0 on Cardenas. The 2-0, and that is high for ball three. Kalei Rosario, who has a double tonight, is on deck. They're going to intentionally walk Cardenas here. To set up a force around the bases. So the last ball intentional to Noah Cardenas. And hands the baton over to Kalei Rosario. Interesting decision, solely based on the fact that Rosario has more hits than anybody else for Fort Myers, who the first game plus in this series. Todd Naskadov out of the dugout to have a conversation with Cardona. Fort Myers has runners at the corners and two out. Back-to-back two-out base runners on a double by Perez and a walk to Cardenas. Daytona utilized two-out rallies in the seventh to tie the game. All four of their hits in the seventh coming with two outs. So Naskadov returns to Daytona's dugout. And Rosario digs in. He is 1-for-3, has struck out twice and doubled. Scored a run in the sixth. First pitch from Cardona. Fastball, chest high, strike 0-1. Looks to be Malik Barrington up in the bullpen for Fort Myers. The 0-1. Outside with the heat at 91, it is 1-1. Rubel Cespedes is the left fielder on deck. Righty offers, and Rosario losing his balance on the swing. It is 1-2, fastball on the inside corner. Muscles trying to regain the lead as time called. They jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the sixth. Daytona retaliating with two of their own in the seventh. 1-2 pitch. This one hit in the air to center field. Long run back into his right for Allen. Is he going to get there? No, he's not. And it's going to one hop over the wall, and that's going to save a run for Daytona. Perez will score. Cardenas is forced to stop at third. It's an RBI ground rule double for Kalei Rosario. His 11th double of the year, his 24th RBI. And Fort Myers has regained the lead. It is 3-2. Just out of the reach of Jay Allen. And one bounce over the center field wall. Cardenas would have easily scored had that stayed in the field of play. But now second and third and two out for Cespedes, who's 0-for-2. Reached on the error that allowed Fort Myers to score their first two runs, and he swings through a fastball 0-1. The 0-1 called strike, it's 0-2. Nearing the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. Cardona's 0-2 pitch. This is a ground ball up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop Layton on the first base side at second. Makes the throw on to first to retire the side. But a two-out rally by Fort Myers gives them the lead back. A run on two hits and two men left at the end of 7.5. Muscles lead it 3-2 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Call to the bullpen for the Muscles as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is the right-hander Malik Barrington who has 236 pounds, 24 years old from Jacksonville, Florida. One of those players the Twins signed out of the United Shore Pro Baseball League in Michigan. Barrington, 14th appearance of the year, is 13th in relief. 1-1 record, a 266 ERA. 2-for-3 in save opportunities, 14 hits in 20 and a third innings. 6 walks, 26 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .192 against him. Barrington pitching for the first time since game one on Sunday. Took the loss, suffered his first blown save. Gave up 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits in an inning and a third. First pitch of the inning to Tyler Callahan. Fouled over the press box and out of play. It's 0-1. Callahan, 2-for-3, has singled and doubled tonight. Callahan, Rogers, Veoheen, 3 lefties set to face Barrington in the eighth. The 0-1. And Callahan out in front of the off-speed. It's 0-2. Final line for Reggie Grace Jr. 2 innings, 2 runs, both earned on 6 hits. No walks, a strikeout. Through 38 pitches and 27 strikes. And time called. As Tatum relays signs to his infield and outfield. For Myers, 2 in the sixth, 1 in the top of this inning. Daytona, both of their runs in the seventh. Barrington readies. The 0-2. And Callahan sticks his bat out there, flies one to center. To his right is Baez. And he'll make the play for the first out. Nice piece of batsmanship by Callahan just to throw the bat head out there and make the contact he did. One out for Jack Rogers. Ground rule double to left has also popped up and struck out tonight, 1-for-3. Rogers, ninth round pick last year out of Sam Houston State. And a big 3-run homer last night. And he takes a called strike from Barrington to start his at-bat in the eighth. Series will continue tomorrow with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday, the 0-1. And that pitch is high, 1-1. There'll also be a Bark in the Park night tomorrow, our third Bark in the Park night of this 2022 season. So come beat the heat with a frosty beverage and come hang out with some baseball pups. That outside, 2-1. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 6:50. 15 minutes prior to first pitch. 7:05 first pitch. Will be Jordan Carr to make his Fort Myers debut as this one pulled sharply but foul. First baseline, it is still 2-2. And for Daytona, it will be the man drafted in the first round by the Twins last year, 19-year-old righty Chase Petty. Chase will have a feature story coming out in the Daytona Beach News Journal in the next week or so. The 2-2 pitch outside, it's a full count. Theoheen, the catcher, waiting on deck. The payoff pitch struck him out on the breaking ball. Wicked 11-5 movement on that offering from Barrington. And Rogers strikes out. First strikeout victim for Barrington tonight. Two out in the eighth for Daniel Theoheen. Theoheen walked his first time. Was robbed of a two-run knock in the sixth inning. That was the ball hit where the second baseman, Mikey Perez, made a highlight reel catch. We'll have to see if our buddy Anthony Fowler caught that on video tonight. As this one hit on a bounce to second, Perez doesn't move at all. Looked like he was hesitant on throwing that ball, released it late. But the play made easily regardless. And Daytona goes in order. Pitch inning for Barrington to the ninth. Fort Myers, a 3-2 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
And one to up for Fort Myers as we head to the top of the ninth inning. Muscles a 3-2 lead. Been an exciting game here tonight. Thanks for joining us here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Dylan Tatum. We'll lead off for Fort Myers here in the top of the ninth inning. Tatum 0-3 tonight. Couple pop-ups to the right side. And a strikeout in his last trip. Righty against righty. Cardona's first pitch, a fastball poured by him. Up in the zone at 89, it's 0-1. Last week was wearing a big Allen Iverson shirt. During our interview, is that one high, 1-1. Not a Sixers fan growing up, but was a big AI fan, as were so many kids who watched basketball growing up in the early 2000s. As Tatum takes a strike, it is 1-2. And I jokingly asked him for his NBA Finals prediction because he was wearing the basketball shirt. Pick the Warriors over the Celtics, although that might be some New Jersey bias as Tatum strikes out on the fastball up and in. Fifth strikeout tonight for Ryan Cardona. That ties a career high. Struck out five now in each of his last two home outings. Did so against the Cardinals in late May. Nelson Roberto is the batter, 1-for-3. Reached on an infield hit, is also grounded to short and struck out. No batting gloves approach for the native of the Dominican. And he takes a strike, it's 0-1. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network as Cardona throws that one with such ferociousness that his hat goes falling off his head. And Roberto can't connect, it's 0-2. Early in the season, that was only a Luis May trick, but apparently that has caught on with others. As a swing and a miss, breaking ball, got him. Career high, 6 punch-outs tonight for Ryan Cardona. And there are 2 out in the 9th. Back to the top of the order in Jake Rucker. Looking ahead of the 9th inning for Daytona, it'll be Creel, Callahan, and Allen. Austin Callahan, that is, against Malik Barrington with no action to speak of. In right field for Fort Myers. Rucker 0-for-4. Grounded out to second his last trip. And he takes up above the hands for ball one. Righty at the letters, the 1-0. And Rucker running in. Overhand throw to first low, but scooped on the forehand by Ibarra. And Fort Myers sat down in order in this 9th inning. 1-2-3, they go to the bottom of the 9th. Daytona needs 1 to tie, 2 to walk it off. Ashton Creel, Austin Callahan, Jay Allen the second if anyone reaches, Stephen Layton, then Jamal O'Gwin, Fort Myers 3, Daytona 2, headed to the bottom of the 9th on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at dustinsbarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Here we go, bottom of the 9th inning. Creel, Austin Callahan, Jay Allen. The 3-2 up for Daytona against Malik Barrington out for his second inning of relief. Creel shows bunt, pulls back and takes high for ball one. A ground rule double by Kala'i Rosario. The difference in this game right now. The 1-0, and Creel fooled on the breaking ball. Swing and a miss, it's 1-1. Well, the other play in this game people will remember is Ruben Ibarra's RBI double. And Jamal O'Gwin thrown out at the plate would have given Daytona a 3-2 lead in the 7th. The 1-1 up and away, 2-1. Looked like O'Gwin got under the tag, but was called out by the home plate umpire, Trey Ward. 2-1 on Creel, trying to get on to start this rally. But 2-1, and Creel out in front of the off-speed at 84. It's 2-2. Barrington, tall and broad-shouldered. The way he rears back on his motion when he whips that changeup, you expect it to come out much faster than it actually does. Makes it an effective pitch. The 2-2. Got him swinging. Away at 84. And Barrington picks up his second strikeout of the night to start the 9th inning. One away for Austin Callahan. Rounded out to second, pinch hitting for Ilvin Fernandez in the 7th. Callahan, our pregame guest, mentioned how the coaches at extended spring training helped him improve his game to get where he is right now in Daytona. First pitch to the lefty, swinger fouled just below our booth. It's 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report, win or lose. Look back at this game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game three in this series tomorrow night. The 0-1 to Austin. Fouled off the mid of Tatum. It's 0-2. Daytona trying to rally and win back-to-back ball games. Have not a series on May 24th and 25th. It's time called at home plate. Okay, Dawkins asking who called time. But no answer ever comes. The 0-2 to Callahan. Outside, it's a ball and two strikes. Top of the lineup in Jay Allen, the second waiting in the wings. Bases empty, one out for Myers, leading by a run. Here's the 1-2, and Callahan out in front, strike three. Change up, down and away at 85. And back-to-back strikeouts by Barrington start the ninth. And the last line of defense for Daytona tonight is Jay Allen, the second. Worth noting that Jay did start Daytona's two-run rally in the seventh with a two-out single against a right-handed reliever. Can he find similar magic here in the ninth? And the first pitch, flat-footed, fooled on the breaking pitch, 0-1. Jay, 2-for-4 with a couple of singles. Team-leading 10th multi-hit game of the year. Righty with long purple sleeves on either end of that gray top. And Allen out in front of the change. And Daytona down to their final strike. Base is empty, two out. And an 0-2 count on Daytona's center fielder. Barrington kicks and fires outside and low. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Stephen Layton had a base hit in that seventh inning rally, waits on deck. Hoping for an opportunity. Barrington's 1-2. Check swing, yes he wore it, and that's the ball game. Barrington strikes out the side in order in the ninth. Allen with some words for Ward as he heads back to the dugout. But Fort Myers takes game two of this series. Your final score tonight, the Mighty Muscles 3 and the Tortugas 2. And now Cody White running after the home plate umpire. Nothing negative. Just walking shoulder to shoulder with him. Maybe a discussion about that ninth inning and earlier. And potentially nothing more. Barrington strikes out the side in the ninth. And Fort Myers returns the win column and evens up this series at a win apiece. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report is next. Fort Myers wins this one by a run, 3-2. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday. Dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
A heartbreaker tonight for Daytona. It looked like they had taken the lead with a rally in the bottom of the seventh. But Jamal O'Gwin was called out at the plate. Fort Myers scored a run with two out in the top of the eighth. And that is how the Muscles win tonight as Daytona drops this one by a final of 3-2. Welcome back into the Recap Report. Daytona Beach with the win. Fort Myers improving to 35-17. Daytona dropping to 20-32 with the loss. Let's take a look back at the game that was here tonight. Started with Jalen Nowlan against Jose Franco. Both starters threw scoreless efforts. Remained a scoreless game until the top of the sixth inning. And Fort Myers took the lead without registering any RBIs. Emmanuel Rodriguez reached on a walk to start the inning, advanced to second on a wild pitch. After Mikey Perez struck out, Noah Cardenas was hit by a pitch. And with Kalei Rosario at the plate, there were two lengthy delays. One, Emmanuel Rodriguez tried advancing on a ball in the dirt, was thrown out at third base, 2-5. Actually, before then, Daniel Vaoheen suffered injury trying to catch a pitch from Luis May. And he was looking at his left hand, so Josh Hobson and Gookie Dawkins were out to take a peek and see how Vaoheen was doing. He would stay in the game, but on that dirt ball, Rodriguez slid into third base, was tagged out by Fernandez, but must have injured himself sliding feet first into the bag because Rodriguez could not really put any weight on his right leg after trying to pop up from that slide. Would leave the game, and we wish the best for him. But Rodriguez was out, and there was a man at first with two out. And on a 2-2 pitch, Kalei Rosario doubled into the left field corner. Put runners at second and third with two down. Then Rubel Cespedes hit a high pop into shallow center. There was a quartet of fielders there. The second baseman, Tyler Callahan. The shortstop, Stephen Layton. The center fielder, Jay Allen. And the right fielder, Ashton Creel. All in the vicinity. But it was the shortstop, Layton, who took charge but could not hang on to the ball. Ball glanced off his mitt and landed in the outfield. That allowed both base runners to score. Cespedes was thrown out trying to advance to second. And Fort Myers had a 2-0 lead. And by the way, I'm trying to think positively, but Josh Hobson, the Daytona trainer, is walking across the field with a set of crutches, one in each hand, walking towards Fort Myers dugout. And I have to imagine that is for the aforementioned Emmanuel Rodriguez. And you just absolutely hate to see that. But continuing with on with our game that happened here tonight, bottom of the seventh inning, Daytona struck a rally with two outs. Jay Allen singled to left, advanced to second on a base hit to center by Stephen Layton. With the runners in motion on an 0-2 pitch, Jamal O'Gwin ripped a base hit into center field. Allen scored. Layton went first to third with a tying run. And Daytona was within the tally at 2-1. Then on an 0-2 pitch to Ruben Ibarra, he sent a rocket over the left fielder's leaping glove and off the wall. Layton scored to tie the game. O'Gwin was sent around third to try and give Daytona the lead. It was a bang-bang play at the plate, and O'Gwin was called out. I thought he got underneath the tag by the catcher Tatum, but that was not the call that was made. And Daytona exploded in disbelief, but nobody was ejected. And the game stayed tied at two into the top of the eighth inning, and that's when Fort Myers had a two-out rally of their own. After back-to-back strikeouts, Mikey Perez doubled to left, advanced to third on a wild pitch. After Cardona fell behind, Noah Cardenas 3-0, Daytona intentionally walked him on that fourth offering. And so with runners at first and third and two out on a 1-2 pitch to Kala'i, Rosario hit a towering drive to center. Jay Allen went back as far as he could but couldn't make the play. Was over his head, bounced over the wall for a ground rule double, made it a 3-2 Fort Myers game. And Daytona in the eighth and ninth innings would go down in order against Malik Barrington as the Muscles win it tonight by a final of 3-2. Winning pitcher Reggie Grace Jr. improves to 2-1. Two runs on six hits in two innings, no walks, a strikeout. Losing pitcher Ryan Cardona, he drops to 2-1, gives up just the one on two hits in three innings, walked one, struck out a career-high six tonight. Save to Malik Barrington, his third, six up, six down, two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, and four Ks. Final line score tonight, Fort Myers, three runs, five hits, no errors, they left seven. Daytona, two runs, nine hits, two errors, they left eight. Final time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,217. Take a look around the FSL tonight. Palm Beach and Tampa playing a doubleheader. Tampa winning game one 13-3. Palm Beach taking the nightcap 7-0. I guess considering they're across the street from Raymond James Stadium, they decided to play football instead of baseball tonight with those scores. Jupiter walks off St. Lucie in 10 innings, 5-4. So the Mets and Muscles tied again for the league's best record. A wild pitch scored Zach Zubia in the bottom of the 10th inning. Final in Dunedin, Lakeland an 11-3 winner over the Blue Jays. And Clearwater a 4-2 victory in Bradenton over the Marauders. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard here tonight, starting at the major league level, Reds had a lengthy delay at home against the Diamondbacks. They trail 3-0 going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Triple-A Louisville, top of the sixth, at home against the Charlotte Knights. They scored 10 runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. 10 runs and lead that game 12-5. Max Schrock has three hits on his rehab assignment, and Colin Moran has driven in three in that ball game for the Bats. Double-A Chattanooga in Montgomery taking on the Biscuits. Rays affiliate, they trail 4-0 in that contest as they play in the top of the seventh. As High A Dayton had their game washed away today due to wet grounds, that'll be made up tomorrow with a doubleheader. Dominican Summer League Reds fell in seven innings today on the road to the Diamondbacks. Black team 6-3. ACL Reds had the day off today. They will be back in action tomorrow taking on the – or actually they were supposed to play – no, I was right. I was looking at the wrong thing. They'll play the Brewers gold team tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. As for the Major League Baseball scoreboard here tonight, let you know what's going on this Wednesday. Afternoon contest, Tigers over the Pirates 3-1. Royals bested the Blue Jays 8-4. It is now final in Houston. Mariners double up the Astros 6-3. Top of the 10th in Miami. Marlins and Nationals are still scoreless. Bottom 7 in Tampa Bay. Rays a 9-3 lead on the Cardinals. Top 5 in Cleveland. Guardians 4 and the Rangers nothing. Middle of the 8th in Atlanta. The Braves a 13-2 advantage on Oakland. Bottom 7 in Minnesota. Twins 6 and the Yankees 1. Top 7 in Chicago. White Sox trailing the Dodgers 3-1. Phillies looking to go 5-0 since they fired Joe Girardi. They lead the Brewers 5-0 in the bottom of the 6th. Aaron Nola against Adrian Hauser. Through 1 in Anaheim. Angels and Red Sox scoreless. Reed Detmers against Nathan Eovaldi. Mets in San Diego taking on the Padres. Chris Bassitt against Sean Manaea. They're scoreless bottom 1, and they're in the bottom of the 1st in San Francisco. Giants and Rockies scoreless. Alex Wood against Antonio Senzatella. Orioles and Cubs were rained out today in Baltimore. That game will be made up on August the 18th. Series continues tomorrow with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday and another Bark in the Park night. $1 will get you, or starting at $1, we'll have draft beers and fountain sodas available at the concession and beer stands all night. We'll also have $2 pooch passes for sale at the ticket booth tomorrow, so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation as well. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage begins 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50, leading up to the 7:05 p.m. first pitch here in Daytona. Jordan Carr will make his Mighty Muscles debut. The left-hander will go up against the Twins' first-round pick from last year, Chase Petty, 0-2, a 3.78 ERA. Again, gates open at 6. Coverage starts at 6:50. First pitch scheduled for 7:05. That'll do it for us here on this Wednesday night as the Muscles take game 2 of this series in a tight one, 3-2. For our quartet of owners, Ray Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters in and around Jackie Robinson Ballpark. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach as Fort Myers hangs on and wins tonight by a final of 3-2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night at 6:50, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.